We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara, we had a Rabbi Kiva, who darshans Yitmo Yitame, and that teaches us that even by Chulin, a Sheni can make a Shlishi. That's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. We have a Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Rabbi Yossi says that the way you know that there's such a thing as a Ravi Ba'Kodesh is because you make Kav HaChomer. The Ma Mechusa Kapurim, that's Mutta V'Truma, is not good by Kodesh. I mean, someone didn't bring a carbon yet, is allowed to eat Truma, but he's not allowed to eat Kodesh. So he's more Chomer than Truma. Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma. And if a Truma is already a Shlishi, and then Kodesh is a Ravi, I get to say Daya. You see what it says? Because we know Shlishi by Kodesh from Mechol Kodesh. So at the end of the day, he learns it's a kavachayim from a chusuk kapurim, and rather he knows by truma also is a shlishi from a kavachayim atol yer. So we have this Rabbi Yossi and we have Rabbi Kiva. Remember, Rabbi Kiva holds by chulin a shlishi, a sheni makes a shlishi. Usually we don't learn truma kachim like that. He holds by chulin, and according to Rabbi Yossi, he has a kavachayim from a chusuk kapurim. So the Gemara said that since Rabbi Yossi says that there's only a shlishi by truma or via by kodesh, and you both need limudim for that. Obviously, he doesn't hold a shlishi by chulim, because then you go up a step. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Rabbi Kiva. He starts, you know, at ground at level two, and truma goes up one to shlishi, and kot goes up to ravi. But maybe Rabbi Kiva holds sheni to shlishi. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi's kavachaymer. So Gemara says that's what up to now. Gemara says it's not possible. Why not? El Rabbi Kiva, the four lines from the top of your testament out. El Rabbi Kiva. Loi sova k'Rav Yossi menalon. How do you know Rav Kiva doesn't hold Rav Yossi? Maybe he holds Rav Yossi. Amalei, you know how I know that? Because l'dashtam etana v'listi revia v'tshuma v'chimisha v'kodesh v'neim Rav Kiva hi. Why don't we find anywhere in Shas that there's a man d'yama holds that tshuma can make a revi and v'chimisha and kodesh can make a chamisha, and we'll say, hey, what's going on here? We'll say, oh, it's Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva holds that by chulin you have shlishi, and then you have a kavachaymer from Tful Yoyim to make a truma into Ravi, and a kavachaymer from Chus Kavurim to make it into Chamishi. And since we don't have a tana like that, a karcha or a kiva doesn't hold of the kavachaymer. Now, you're going to ask me that what's Taka Pshat? That sounds like a very nice kavachaymer. So what would be Pshat in Rav Kiva? Why wouldn't he hold a kavachaymer? So like Rashi points out that in Masechta Saita, in the Mishnah, it says, "Osed dar achron lataras ashlishi v'truma." One day, people are going to come to matar ashlishi v'truma because they're going to make a pircha on the kavachaymer. And the Gemara, a little bit blat later, says, "What's the pircha on the kavachaymer?" That you could say, "Don't bring a raya from b'chus kapurim or from tvul yoyim, because there it's avatuma. At least that tuma is coming from avatuma. Every b'chus kapurim start off as avatuma, the azava, mitzayra, yeladas, or every tvul yoyim start off with the avatuma, sheretz and avela. So therefore." Maybe Dafka over there, it's more Chama. But who said you could learn out a Shlishi and Ravi from there, and therefore, and that's why he holds not a Kavachayim. Just explaining how could Rabbi Kiva not hold a Kavachayim. It sounds like a Kavachayim. The Torah says, because there's a Pircha, Ma for those things are Ava Tumah. Akaponim, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva can't hold a Kavachayim, because if not, we would have a Brice like that somewhere, a Mishnah like that, and say it's Rabbi Kiva. Freit the Gemara, Vanan, Ahochi, Nekav, and Ismach. This is what we'll be saying, Mechon, couldn't find something. You know, maybe you didn't look hard enough. And that's not enough of a raya, because no one ever said anything like that. Rabbi Kiva, that's not enough of a raya. That's not a proof. How is that a proof Rabbi Kiva argues on this whole halacha? So Gemara says, we'll prove it from somewhere else. So we're going to bring down a din, and in the din, you see, it comes from Rabbi Kiva, and in Rabbi Kiva's words, you see idea of only Ravi and nothing more than that. Nafak Rav Ashi, Vitema Rav Kahana, and Doc, and he checked it out, Ashiach, and he found Mishnayis, or brises that are mashma like this, because Hadatnan says in the Mishnah in Chagiga, Hakli mitzar v'tzmash v'seichay lekodesh avloy l'tshuma. The halach is, let's say you have a long pan, and at one end there's one challah, the other end is another challah, and someone touches one challah. Does the other challah on the other side of the pan become tameh? How would it become tamei? Oh, you tell me like this. It becomes tamei like this because I touched the challah and the challah touched the keli and the keli goes and touches the other challah, right? Ma'ishi, that's what you'll do. The problem is it doesn't work. You know why? Because a challah can't be tamei by a keli. We learned yesterday's blot. Mashkin oichlin can't be tamei kelim. So that can't make a tamei. But there's a new din, something called kli mitzaref. The kli makes it like one big suda challah here. There's one challah, one side, other challah. The kli makes it into one challah. If I touch this end, the other end becomes tamei. It's dafka chumra by chuma. And by kach, and not by chulin. And that's one of the chumras in the Mishnah in Masechtas Chagigah. It says a kli mitzarf is mashu b'seichel lekaidesh v'lo yotshuma. I said it for tshuma. Only for kaidesh you have, not for tshuma, not even for tshuma. Only for kaidesh you have is chumra of kli mitzarf. And it says that mishta varavi b'kaidesh pasul v'shlishi b'tshuma. And by kaidesh you have a ravi, and by shlishi and tshuma you have a shlishi. V'om rav chia ba'ab, arm v'echem. Where does this come from, this mishta on Chagigah? It comes from a edusa shel Rabbi Akiva nishas mishazu. This mishnah came from Rabbi Akiva. It's a yisoidis from Rabbi Akiva, the Talmud and the Braisa, or the Tanan. Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva has soiles va'katayres va'levoina. He's moisif more things on this halacha. He said this is a kli mitzar. Because let's say you have flour or katayres or levoina gachalim. All these things are things that are not one. Even if you have a whole pile of frankincense of levoina el gachalim, what means coals, they're not one. Even though they touch each other, they're not really one. So even though you touch one end of the column, so touch the next one, they only go up to chamishi the most. A meya, you can't go. The halach is a whole column, even though it's 100, it's all tummy. Why? Because klima tzarev. That's his moisif. The klima tzarev. So it's tzarev, it's letter of the column. Shinaga tol yemim ksasam, pasul as kulam. And part of this halach is, in the Mishnah Chagigah, is revi in chamishi loy, shlishi in revi loy. So akarchach, we see that Rav Akiva holds there's nothing more than a ravi. If he holds nothing more than a ravi, akarchach doesn't hold a race of kavachaim, because if we hold a race of kavachaim, we should have had a chamishi. That's the bottom line. We have a first approval from Rav Akiva, because we said the Mishnah idiot that says ravi and shlishi is based on Rav Akiva. So it's Rav Akiva does not hold of chamishi shlishi, even though the halacha that's based on is about klima tzarif. But somehow we say that if it's in the same sentence, he has to agree to that. This is I'm bavarning a question. That, you know, what's the raya? I'm saying, klima tzarev is one halacha, another halacha is revi. Vice dogs, if it came from the edus of Rav Akiva, so we assume that he holds the whole thing, and therefore you see he only holds the top of the line is revi'i by kodesh, and that's it. And if he held the kavachai, he would have had chamishi, therefore he doesn't hold the Rav Yasi. So I'm thinking about a little discussion about, for two lines, about tzirev kli. Al-Mukasavar, if you're learning that this mishnah is from Rav Akiva, and Rav Akiva says that you have tzirev kli by Tumas Darabonans, because we know, Ketairis, Levain, and Gachal, and Pastors, those three things are not food. They're not edible. If it's not edible, they're not Makabal Tumas Medaraisa. Foods that are not edible are not Makabal Tumas Medaraisa. Either Kaili or food are Makabal Tumas. Or dirt is not Makabal Tumas. So if something's not edible, it's not Makabal Tumas. So these things, Pastors, are not Makabal Tumas, let's say Gachal. And still it says, you have a din Kli Mitzarev. So if Vice dies, it's only a din Darabonan. So we see from here that the whole din kli mitzarev is only with the rabbanon. The rice measures the same as kli mitzarev. Amar kasava tziruf the rabbanon upligi the rabbanon. This is arguing rabbanon. The amar tziruf the rice. Rabbanon holds that tziruf kli is the rice because he had a pasuk in the Torah a riot to that. Shnema kaf achas asara zav malei katoris. Hakasav also kol mashav kaf achas. The Torah makes everything in kaf as one. It's kaf achas asara zav malei katoris. So you see that it's the rice. It's learned from a pasuk. Are you going to ask me a question? That the Chayyur was just going to say maybe Ketairis is not food, so it's also not Sharia. So I have two ways to answer that. Either some say Ketairis is taka edible, and others say this is how we learn Pshat, that they're just saying a fact. The Torah is telling you it's called Kaf Achas Asara Zom Lake Ketairis. It's called one Cheftz of Ketairis. So you're just learning out the idea that a Kli is Mitzar of something. And that's a Deraisdig idea. If a Torah says Kaf Achas, you see it's a Deraisdig idea, that would be enough to tell us that this din of Kli Mitzarev is a din de Oraisa. Al Kaponim, what we learned today was that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva argue, and we proved from Rabbi Akiva that he doesn't hold of the Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. And now, following Gemara, is going to a new discussion of Tumah V'Taira. Sinan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Al Machat Shenimtzis Bebasa, someone cut a piece, a shechted a behema, and he found in the behema, this is in the Beis HaMikdash pastures, he found inside the behema a machat. He found a needle, and we don't know exactly yet, the Gemara is explaining to us how we knew this needle was tamei or not, but they found a needle inside the basa. The halacha is, shahasakin vayidayim tahiris. Even though the sakin might have touched the machat when you did a shechita, or Yadayim might have touched the machat, that's tahar. But the basar is tamei. The basar is tamei. Nimtzas beferesh, if you found it in the waist of the behema, hakol tahar, everything is tahar. Now, this Mishnah had a few different halachas, and we're going to have to learn now about this Mishnah, the next Blat Gemara. So, nimtzas beferesh, if you're very curious, you have to go ahead to Daf Chof to know exactly pshat. That Mishnah will be on tomorrow's Blat, we'll learn. But we're going to discuss the first two lines of this Mishnah now. This is a Mishnah Masechta Ilias, and the Mishnah says that if you find a machat in the basar, the sakin and yadayim are tahar, but the basar is tamei. Om Rav Akiva, zachinu, we are very lucky, she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. There's no xeris tumas yadayim b'mikdash. Because here, if there was tumas yadayim b'mikdash, your hands would have been tamei, because your hands touched the machat, we're assuming. And even though the machat is not really... can't make a person tamei. We'll see what the case is. Maybe that it can't make a person tamei, but still, out of the base of mikdash, the halacha is if your yadayim ashniyos, if your yadayim touches anything tamei, you can't touch tshuma afterwards because your yadayim are called shniyos if they're not washed first. So it's a good thing in the base of mikdash we didn't have a din of your yadayim shniyos. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. It's a good thing we didn't make the din of your yadayim shniyos in the base of mikdash. That's where your hands are tar here. Frate the gemara, name ashen tumas yadayim v'kelim mikdash. What about Tumas Kalim? There's another halacha, all part of Yud Ches Dava in Sekhla Shabbos, that besides with the hands being shneers, there's another halacha that Mashkin is Metama Kalim. Even though usually Mashkin is Metama Kalim, but the Rabbanan is Metama Kalim. So why aren't we happy also? The Gemara is assuming now that there was Mashke here also somewhere on this Machat in this Basa. So why aren't we happy also that we make Xeris Kalim in the base of Mikdash? That's what you should say. V'neimash, Eim Tumas Yadayim V'Kalim Mikdash. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Tries to answer like this, Tem Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, Yadayim Koidim Gzeres Kalim Nishnu. That maybe the Tumas Yadayim, the Gzer of Tumas Yadayim, was before the Gzera of Kalim to make a Tam of the Rabbanan. And when Rabbi Kiva said over this halacha, this Eidah, it's not Rabbi Kiva, it happened to Rabbi Chanina Skanakanim. When this Mishnah said over this Eidah of Machat, Shanimchis Bibasa Shakatin, it's a happy Rabbi Chanina Skanakanim. It is, when he said over this Eidah, they hadn't yet Metama as a Kalim. So maybe that's the reason why he only spoke out that it's a good thing we don't have Yadayim. So tomorrow it can't be, because it happened the same day. Both Yadayim and Kalim were Xeris of the same day. The Tanan, because we learned this is a Mishnah in, this is a Mishnah of Sechazavim, I think, or the Mishnah of Yud Chesdavim, I'm not sure where the Mishnah is. Yeah, the Mishnah in Zavim, yeah. The Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. Hasefer. One of the Yud Ches Davar is Sefer, that if you put your Truma next to a Sefer Torah, the Truma becomes Tameh, you know that? It's a Pel de Gazach. The Sefer Torah, Heilige Sefer Torah, next to Truma, becomes Tameh. You know why? Because they didn't want people to hide their Chalas of Truma near the Sefer Torah, because the mice come, and they'll come eat it, and they'll eat the Sefer Torah also. Therefore, they make Xerah that it's Matam. It's matam, that's one thing. Vayidayim means your hands are shniim. Hatful yoim, that the Gemara asks, it's the Raisa. And the Gemara takes it out. Va'oichlim, va'kelim shnitmu mashkin. And both oichlim and kelim, with their abonim, we got time for mashkin, it's tamay. So we see the same day, Yadayim and kelim were nishna. So it's back shver. Why didn't Rabbi Chanina, Sagana Kanim, when he said, oh no, why didn't Rabbi, who said this on this? Rabbi Kiva, why didn't Rabbi Kiva, when he went on the Eidus of Chanina Sagana Kanim, why didn't he say, Zakinu, Shein Tumas Yadayim, v'kelim v'mikdash? Why didn't he say that? Because Lachar was also a schus no kelim. So Gemara answers, Elam Rava, Hanok l'tumas sakin, that this sakin is the kelim, should come time for the machat, that fill b'chul namer l'metame. Why? Because there was no mashkin over here. That's why. There's no mashkin, there's no problem over here. It's like the Mark speaks out. Hi, sakin nogam mai. Let me nogam with basar. Va ein oichel matama kli. Even if the basar came tame, the oichel is not matama kli. The el de nogam b'machat. Va ein kli matama kli. Kli is not matama kli. So Rav is saying the reason why we don't have to say zechinu that there wasn't tumas kelim here is because there's no mashke here. There's no mashke here. Even mashke has to do with the yud ches dava. The halacha is that even after yud ches dava, oichel is not matama kelim and kli is not matama kelim. Mashkin is matama kelim. So the Gemara in the Havamina, for some reason, thought, and if you want to see this in print, you can see Tosis Venema, that somewhere in the Havamina, we thought that there was Mashkin over here. Tosis asks, it's Mashkin based Mitbachaya. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis answer, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no such thing as a Mashkin based Mitbachaya. But in the Havamina, we thought there was Mashkin here. So it was Mashkin here, so Mashkin made Kalim Tomei of Yud Ches Dava. So Rabbi Kiva said, you know what? It's a good thing we don't have Yud Ches Dava in the base of Mikdash. Because then Yadayim would be Tomei, and the Kalim would be Tomei. So the Gemara answers, it should have said, no, he just said, it's a good thing we don't have Yadayim. The Gemara answers, it should have said, Yadayim and Kalim. And no, Kalim you never say, there's no Havamina of Kalim because there's no Mashkin here. It only touched basa oicha. Don't mask it. Therefore, there's no havamin over here. That's Rebbe Tamei. So the only schus was no good, no yadayim. But kalim made no difference because there was no masking it in the matame kalim.